Nous avons joué notre vie ensemble. Et puis un beau jour, la chance a tourné.
Louise Pitre is here, the Tony and Drama Desk nominated and multiple Dora Award-winning actress and Canada's First Lady of Musical Theatre. Hers is a life of music, from growing up in Montreal, learning piano, to studying music education at Western, to her hundreds of appearances on stages all over North America and around the world. We think of her dazzling portrayal of Donna in ABBA's Mamma Mia, earning her that Tony nod, to her days in Les Mis, Piaf, Sweeney Todd, Annie Get Your Gun, and yes, The Toxic Avenger. More recent productions include Le Vion Rouge, the celebrated Piaf Dietrich, and Next to Normal. She is a founding artist of Theatre 20.
You have no right to ask me how I feel. You have no right to speak to me so kind.
Louise Pitre's latest performance is the highly anticipated Canadian premiere and celebrated award winner, The Inheritance, Parts 1 and 2, running Friday through April 14th with Canadian Stage. Tickets at canadianstage.com. The story immerses audiences in the intersecting lives of a group of young men navigating love, friendship, and loss as they try to make it in present-day New York City. Playwright Matthew Lopez drew inspiration from E.M. Forster's novel, Howard's End. The show earned 4 Olivier Awards, including Best Play, following its 2018 world premiere in London, and 4 Tony Awards, including Best Play, for its 2019 Broadway premiere at the Ethel Barrymore Theatre. The Toronto production is at the Bloom Appel Theatre and features an incredible cast.
Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose.
It is our pleasure to be with Louise Pitre here on The Oasis. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Great to be with you. I love to have a first lady of just about anything here on the program. We had the first lady of guitar, Leona Boyd, was here just before the holidays. Now you're here, so great to be with you.
Thank you.
When you look at that CV, it is kind of striking going through the different bios and so on. Is there a character or a part you played over the years where you thought, you just relished every performance, you got the best of you, and you just were excited to be there every day?
You know, it is hard to choose one. I mean, the one that comes to mind right away is Piaf.
Yeah, I kind of wondered if that might be it.
Especially in the last production, which we were doing, which was such a hit at the CAA.
Huge, totally celebrated. Yeah, it was great.
Extended 3 times. And I say that because when I stepped forward to take my bow at the end of the night, I really felt like, okay, folks, I have given you everything
I have. Yeah.
I think I've shown you everything I can do,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's a great way to feel.
Such a rich character, too.
Well, it is. And, you know, I love it, have loved Piaf forever. My mother introduced me to Piaf, so that's why it's special. But I got to tell you, a close second is playing Toad in A Year with Frog and Toad at YPT.
How about that? That's interesting.
Oh! And it was the most beautiful gem of a production. That was the 4-year-old me that I don't show a lot of people.
Right.
And to be that on stage and to...
A lot of young people in the audience too, right?
But that show is for adults as well. Like, the adults can enjoy it as much as children, which actually turned my head around. I'd never done a show at YPT, and it just made me, my husband, and Joe Matheson and Diane Leah write a musical for children. That's what we've done over the pandemic.
Right.
Because of that.
Yeah. Well, that's a great experience. Okay,
yeah.
What about the one where you just felt like, I can't go on with this thing again. I just can't do it. I'm struggling with this character. I'm struggling with this part. Maybe earlier in your career, or maybe it was just good, but it was a tough thing to do.
I'll say Toxic Avenger was a tough thing to do.
I remember that one.
Oh my goodness. It was a workout, body-wise, physically and vocally. But crazy fun. So you could at least really go to that weird place where you're almost out of control. You can't be, but...
I remember they rebuilt the Danforth for that.
Oh, my God,
it was
yes.
crazy. Danforth yes. Music Hall.
And it was such a good cast, and I loved John Rando, the director. It was... But, hey, I just finished Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet at Crow's Theater.
Right, of course.
That, I left
Just got
show.
Picked up by Mirvish, right?
I know.
Yeah.
They are closing next Sunday, but I left... Because I was doing The Inheritance and they'd already started rehearsing.
Wow.
And that was a workout too, but a joy.
Proven to be a huge hit. So we know that's got a future. What do you kind of look for these days when you're combing through what's available and you're kind of looking through the parts? I mean, obviously work is great, but it's nice to be discerning and say, okay, I kind of want to lean this way.
Oh my God. And I've been discerning for many years. I clued into that a long time ago.
Yeah.
I don't want to work just to work. I think sometimes it's better to say no to something because you know, looking at it, reading it, whatever you know about, you know you don't love it. If you think I'm going to look schleppy in this, then you shouldn't do
it. I should take your advice on this. I've said yes to a couple of ridiculous things.
Well, you know what? Yeah. I have never regretted saying no.
Yeah.
I've regretted saying yes sometimes.
I'm with you on that.
But that's the main thing is they offered me the role of Margaret in The Inheritance. I sat down, I read. I had not seen it in New York. So I sat down, I read the whole thing.
It's that first read, right?
Oh, right away.
That means a lot when you're, as an actor, you're taking it all in that first time.
Yes, yeah. Like the audience member who will come and see the show, you know. I said yes right away, right after I finished crying.
Right.
I said yes.
I love it. I'll just quickly go back to your ABBA days, because it is odd how that group continues to be in the culture at this point. I just saw this incredible interview with Bjorn Ulvaeus, and he was talking all about his virtual reality concert thing that they're doing in the UK right now. And he spent the first half hour of the interview talking just about artificial intelligence in music.
Oh, my goodness.
And your connection to that world is fascinating in the sense that it continues to be this powerhouse.
Oh,
this
my God.
Pop cultural juggernaut.
I know. That's mind-blowing, and I know nothing about that whole virtual.
I think we should be worried about it.
I think we should.
Maybe we could just coast to the end here.
I mean, really. Come on. Yeah. You don't need to make another few hundred millions.
Right.
Relax.
Yeah. Honestly. But I mean, kind of an incredible part of your career.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And those guys, they're so wonderful.
Did they ever come around and see the show? Oh, yeah. So.
Oh, my God. They were with us a lot. The day we had our SITS probe here in Toronto for the first production of Mamma Mia, Bjorn was already there. Benny Anderson came in and he came to listening to us sing all the stuff. And then he ended up on the piano, playing Waterloo during the curtain call.
That's unbelievable.
And they still love making music. The opening night on Broadway, we had a party after the party at somebody's...
Those are heady days, my friend, right there.
Somebody's swank hotel. Yeah, I was younger. but I ended up, believe it or not, at this grand piano with Benny Anderson playing and me sitting on the grand piano singing a Piaf song.
As you should.
Come on.
It's like the best.
What? And I remember, I look over and Benny Anderson says, with the biggest smile on his face, "Louise, we're making music." That's what he's like. I love those guys.
That's a good story. And we've got more stories to talk about here. Let's talk about what is about to happen. If you're just joining us, Louise Pitre is here, Canada's First Lady of Musical Theatre, celebrated actress for decades. She's part of the Canadian stage production of The Inheritance, Parts 1 and 2, running March 22nd, that's this Friday, through April 14th at the Blue Mappel. Tickets at CanadianStage.com. So this won 4 Oliviers, 4 Tonys, Drama Desk, London Critics Circle. I could go on. What does it do so well?
Oh, come on. Well, it tells a sweeping story.
I guess that's the nice part about two parts, right?
Well,
you have this ability to
you
really
can immerse
get into
yourself.
It.
I mean, I think it is. It is like reading a novel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just, well, sometimes you can't sit and read one in one day, but chances are you'll take a little bit longer. And even if you took 2 days to get through this book that you're loving so much, that's what this makes me think of.
You said you were crying at the end.
I cried a few times.
And just that's the level of the relationships, the people we meet, and the stories that are being told here?
Yeah, the stories that are being told and the going back in time.
Mm.
And being now present and back and looking at the legacy of one generation to another.
Yeah.
And what happens when one of those generations gets decimated by the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's one of the themes. But the theme is mostly about love, friendship, endurance. Yeah, legacy, giving, sharing, passing on. It is 12 men in the show. And then finally, in part two, I come out.
Here comes Louise, yeah.
And this is, I think, a very beautiful, smart thing to bring, first of all, a woman for the first time, but also a different point of view, looking at this from a mother's point of view who regrets the right. way she reacted.
And she speaks for
son.
An awful lot of people.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I have so many friends who have told me, you know, the story of how they came out to their parents or whatever. And the reactions, you know, run the gamut.
Of course.
But when it's not good, it is so, so devastating.
Such a specific time we think about that 80s period.
Yes.
And it's so difficult, just the act of coming out and being yourself, and then to watch your whole community be decimated. I try to explain it to younger generations now, and it is hard to kind of graph that,
exactly.
what happened there.
But that's what it talks about a lot in The Inheritance, mm-hmm. too. Oh, my goodness. It is. You don't realize that generation didn't have a chance to all go on and mentor and teach and share. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You forget that. The numbers were incredible. It's ridiculous. And they need to know. The younger generation needs to know.
The pain of that. And also, but the evolution out of it as well.
But also for what I love about this character, Margaret, I think regret is one of the saddest things in the world.
Of
it
course.
Is the toughest thing to deal with in your life. And you carry it forever.
Yeah, you walk with it every day.
However, this woman has done something about it
mm-hmm.
and has decided to make a difference with all these other young men, even though her son is no longer there. So she has made a penance for herself, and I admire very much what she has done.
I think great pain, if dealt with in any sort of positive way, it does create this real moment of growth.
Which, absolutely.
Which is bizarre to go through such a negative thing but come out a better person.
Exactly.
You know?
To regret so much, I wish I had done this instead. But then you turn around and you do that for countless others.
Yeah.
And so by doing that, you're touching not only their lives, but God knows how many. And I think that's beautiful.
Well, now we all have to go see it.
I think you should, because you're
getting... Parts one and two.
It's funny, too. There's some very funny stuff. It runs the gamut. And to me, that's why I pay money to go sit in a theater. If you don't make me feel anything, then I wasted my money. And I guarantee you will feel a lot of things.
That's an excellent way in. And tickets to The Inheritance Parts 1 and 2. Single tickets available, of course, at CanadianStage.com. Two-part production running Friday through April 14th with performances 8 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. You've got matinees Saturday and Sunday. And again, CanadianStage.com. Louise Pitre, it's been a real, real pleasure. Thank you for taking a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much.